So right now, let's bring him in. Pat, we're still powerless. Pagano, good morning, Pat.
I don't understand what's going on there.
Well, here's what it is. We have a bunch of idiots running our power company. And it's not the people that they brought in, the linemen and stuff from all over the place, are doing yeoman's jobs. It's the fact that Eversource was just so poorly run once again, where they didn't, nobody ever learned from 10, 12 years ago. I'll give you a little example. Yesterday, and this came to me by a listener, yesterday at one of the package stores, a bunch of the linemen came in, all right? And they were wrapping up their work, and they were asked, so where are you going tomorrow? And they said, oh no, Eversource has told us to go home. Eversource has told us to go home.
Now, go home.
Go back to where the states where their power company is. Now, the person who heard that works in Sharon, okay? Sharon, as of this morning, is still 41% without power. Salisbury is 21% without power. We have a few other towns that are 8 and 3 and 2% and 6%. But we are now 8 days, Pat. A tropical storm, I'm sorry. A tropical storm should not cause a major power outage for 8 days.
How many days did Sandy cause outages?
I forget a lot, but I'll go back to that big snowstorm we had before Sandy, where we had that October snowstorm where the entire state was blanketed with 42 inches of heavy wet snow.
Right.
The state we were without power for 11 days then, and that was bad enough. And a whole bunch of rules were put into effect that were not followed. It was never meant to happen again. And here we have people and businesses that lost hundreds and hundreds of dollars in food, employees and businesses that lost thousands of dollars in wages and income. And really, when you cut right down to it, Eversource, the people running Eversource deserve to be fired, and Eversource deserves to pay us all back, really. It's just...
Well, I was just going to say there should be some sort of retribution here, and there should be, you know, an allocation made for spoiled food and things like that.
Well, you're a meteorologist. You've right. seen tropical storms hit lots of different places, okay?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a tropical storm hit a place in the Northeast? And yes, it was powerful for about 3.5 to 4 hours, incredible winds and heavy rains. Have you ever seen a power outage like this from a tropical?
Not really. Not really. No, I really have not. Not this long. You know, hey, listen, there are other, the way I look at it, there are other power, power companies. One fails, you go to another.
There's not.
Why isn't there?
Because it's basically, you've got CLNP on the coast and you've got Eversource here. The only other option you have is to go off the grid and go solar or wind power.
Well, didn't Long Island do that? I mean, from what I remember, years and years ago, first it was LILCO, then it was LIPA, and then it was PSE&G. And isn't PSE&G a part of New Jersey?
Yeah, but, there's only one power company that really serves an area. It really is. And any other business, if your leadership fouls up this bad, they're gone. They're gone immediately. And like I said, I'm not complaining about the people. They Eversource was not ready for this. They were not prepared even after it hit. They completely dropped the ball. And in the beginning of this, the Eversource chairman basically said, "Well, the ratepayers were going to have to pay for the cost for the power to turn it back on." And Dick Blumenthal, one of our senators yesterday, said that's not happening at all. That's not happening at all. So it's, they're just a poorly run company. That's all you can say. They're a poorly run company.
Well, it's really a shame. I feel bad for everybody who's been out and having to suffer through this, especially under these weather conditions, because it's not even cool.
No. Today, once again, it's going to be in the 90s again, right?
Yeah, so low 90s. And there were some storms yesterday. There were
Oh, we got hit
there's some
here.
beauties. Yeah.
We got hit yesterday evening with the with some very good storms. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, so I don't know. I just don't know, folks. I don't know what to tell you, but it's a lucky thing that there haven't been widespread severe storms to add to this whole mess. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
And thank God we don't see that. But as I often tell you, in the summertime, any thunderstorm could be gusty or severe.
So
You
yeah.
don't need the severe storm center to tell you, this is a possibility. It's light. It's an enhanced. You have to just expect it as you go into the summertime. There's no doubt about it. But go into the summertime. Listen to me. We're half over. I'm sorry to tell you, but in case you lost track, we are half over as far as summer. So let's go to our weather. Okay, our weather is simply hazy, hot, and humid again today. Low 90s. Could there be isolated thunderstorm? Yes. Clear tonight, 70 to 75. Partly cloudy, humid, not as hot, but still very warm tomorrow, 85 to 90, and the chance of a thunderstorm. Thursday, cloudy, humid, showers, and thunderstorms only in the low 80s. Cloudy, humid, showers, and a storm, low 80s Friday. Right now, it looks like the weekend will be okay. I would say partly cloudy over the weekend with high temperatures right around the 80-degree mark and not as humid. So there is relief on the way for the weekend.
For the weekend, and hopefully within the next day or so, we'll all have our power back. It's, but you really, you hate to keep harping on it, Pat, but I'm 67. I've been in broadcasting since I've been 17, and I've covered a lot of news stories and a lot of different events, and a lot of nor'easters and tropical depressions and you name it, and. For two storms, one a 40-inch wet snow, and now this, a tropical depression, to cause power outages this long, really means that the people running your power company shouldn't be running it. You hate to say that, you hate to be so judgmental, but then look at the salaries these people get, Pat. My God, tens of millions of dollars, the heads. Tens of millions of dollars.
Wow, I'm in the wrong business.
I was going to say, you as a meteorologist, gosh, if you get one part of the forecast wrong, people make fun of you left and right as a meteorologist. You could be 75 to 80% absolutely dead on in your forecast and get one small portion of it that's not right, and it's, oh, look at these guys, they just do this and that. And now you've got people that provide power, an essential service. And they just have no answers. I'm going to stop ranting about it, but it's hard. I mean, I just, like I said, I feel sorry for my neighbors that have listened to this generator going 24 hours a day. I feel sorry for the people that have lost so much food.
I have relatives out on Long Island, not sure, one of which is a cancer victim, still going for radiation. And they are forced in the evening to sit in their backyard because the house is so warm, and they still haven't gotten their electric back, and all the food is was thrown out because now it's too many days. So I don't know. I just don't know where it's all going to end. It's terrible. I know the other day, last week, when I lost power for a half hour, I started worrying, thinking to myself, uh-oh, I don't have a backup generator. How am I running the weather service on Wednesday? And I was very nervous about that, but we got the power back. So I could just imagine people for days and days and days.
It's not. I know somebody whose generator blew up yesterday. Didn't blow up, but it from overwork. All right, it the in, the inside wiring and the battery, it all melted down. And this is a generator that was maintained to the highest level. It's
Unbelievable.
just, you know, it's just Oh, well, enough complaining, but I don't think there's, you know, I hope people in this state do the right thing, which is contact the governor, the lieutenant governor, the attorney general, their local state senators and representatives,
right,
and just say, enough is enough. This has got to stop. It's got to stop. For gosh sake, we're not a third world country here. It's the United States of America. Just imagine if all this happens with the power grid, with a tropical depression. Hey, any enemy can now look at the United States and say, hey, wow, we can really cause disharmony just by going after the power grid. Really?
Yeah. It's amazing. And meanwhile, so you're dealing with the electric. And yesterday I was dealing with, I know you're going to laugh, but I was dealing with Verizon. all of the phone calls were going directly to voicemail. And I found out because one of my weather observers sent me a text on my cell. He said, are you aware that your office phone calls are going directly to voicemail? Well, 20 minutes on hold till I got somebody. The main number was deleted on our portal. She reinstituted it. Okay, so now we got that problem done. Now, the next problem is the voicemail. It wants in order for me to access my voicemail, it wants a code, and the code I put in is no longer valid. So I had to go back in, wait another 20 minutes to get them to send me emails and all of that on that. And wait, it doesn't end there. And they set it all up. Now, the voicemail, if you wanted to leave the voicemail, it's not waiting for three or four rings. It's going on one ring.
Yeah, right,
so I'm not right by my phone. I lose the phone call. I had to call them back, and we had to get that all straightened out. Total, I was on the phone 3 hours yesterday with Verizon.
Fun and games. All right, Pat. Well, we'll check with you tomorrow and see what's new in the weather, and hopefully I can say to you tomorrow, Pat, we have power.
I sure hope so, and I'll pray. And everybody be safe.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.